Welcome to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Every week, Debbie takes your live calls and answers your questions about getting into the house of your dreams, getting financed, finding the best rates, getting through problem situations, anticipating problems, navigating brokers and agents, and arriving at the best result in your home purchase process. Got your question? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Well, welcome and thank you so much for listening. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got my bestie here with me, Marla Geezer.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. So for all of you listening, this is Mortgage Mom Radio, and we're on every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. here on Go Country 105. We want you to know that this week we've actually got a guest in the room.
Ooh, it's really exciting. And she's sitting right next to me.
Should we make her try to do the compliance?
That is cruel and unusual punishment.
Mean joke.
Mean joke.
It is a mean joke. So we have Andreana Tucker with us. Good morning, Andreana.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So Andreana is actually on our team, and we talk a lot, me and Marla, and we talk all about, you know, how you can call us and you could do loans with us. And we work for Movement Mortgage, and we really are loan officers. And of course, we can't do what we do without having the team that we have behind us. So we decided we would actually bring Andreana in this morning since she's on our team. And we'd have her participate.
I think it is a fantastic idea, and I love having her here. It's a little early, and she doesn't like the mornings, but she is a super trooper this morning, so thank you for being here.
She's looking pretty good.
I'm excited, even though I may not be looking so hot.
So we didn't actually tell you in advance that you had to know your NMLS ID number. Do you know it?
The first three numbers only.
Sorry, Susan.
Sorry, Susan from Compliance. Good thing is she's just a guest on the show, so I don't know that it's really all that necessary. But let's get the compliance out of the way.
All right.
What do you think?
Go for it.
All right. So I'm Deborah Marcoux, Debbie Marcoux, Debbie Lynn, Deborah Lynn. It's all the same.
Kind of.
You can find me at all different numbers if you were to research me through the NMLS Consumer Access. I really am a real loan officer. I do loans for a living. Been doing it for a very long time. My NMLS ID is 237926. And Marla's got the fun part.
Well, thank you. And I am Marla Geezer, or as Deb likes to say, Marla Renee Geezer. My NMLS is 669357, and we are both licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Boom.
Boom.
It's so funny because we were listening to past shows a couple weeks ago, and sorry, Susan, but I did leave out several words in the compliance sentence.
I mean, they were like a year ago.
But the sad part is when I had it written in front of me.
Right.
Now and I was still missing the words.
Yeah. So Andreana is Andreana Tucker, and you can actually find Andreana again by going to the NMLS Consumer Access site, and you can put in Andreana Tucker. How do you spell it so that everybody can find you?
It's a really hard one. A-N-D-R-I-A-N-N-A.
All right.
I know.
All right.
I know.
And Tucker's just like Tucker.
Right.
Just Tucker.
Could be related to Chris Tucker.
She could be, yeah. So you can find her too, but really.
I don't think so.
No, I don't. You guys are not here in the studio. You cannot see what is going on here, but the girl that is pale white just turned very red. Anyway, no, she is not related to Chris Tucker, but that is really funny. When I think Tucker, for some reason, a little tiny pit bull puppy thing comes to mind.
Oh.
Like, puppy Tucker.
I think of the movie Tucker, the guy who made Ford, I think.
Ford, huh?
Yeah. That's what comes to my mind.
His name was
Ford. So maybe you're related to him.
And puppies.
And puppies, exactly.
I don't, you see, might not be Ford. All right. But let's just hope you were related to that one.
All right. We've gone left turn
left
Clyde.
Left turn Clyde.
So this is Mortgage Mom Radio. You're listening. We're on every morning at Saturday at 7, like I said. And we do, we are mortgage loan officers, me and Marla and Andreana. And we've got a couple others from the team as well. So maybe we'll start bringing somebody in each week. I think it's kind of fun. But, you know, when you call us, you get the team and you get Marla and you get Debbie and you get Andreana and Cherry and Erica. And, you know, this is Mortgage Mom Radio, and we do your loan for a living. And I'm going to boast and I'm going to brag and I'm going to tell you we're the best out there. We really are. We work really, really hard. we're moms and we're juggling kids and we're juggling dogs, and Andreana's getting married soon. That's right around the corner. So then she's going to start that whole process too. But we're busy, and we're dedicated, and we're good at what we do, and we're proud of what we do. We've both done it for a very long time. Marla's got well over 20 years in the industry. She doesn't like it when I put an actual number on it. I have well over 20 years in the industry. So, you know, there's not a lot we haven't faced. And right?
No, there really hasn't been a lot that we have not faced and then overcome as well. But we're always up for a challenge. So if somebody out there has something that you think that is just the most unusual, crazy loan scenario, call us, stump us. We're really excited. We would like to be challenged.
Absolutely. So the good thing is today, actually, we're not going to take any calls live. All of the calls will actually go to our office, and our team, Erica and Cherry Rose, will be there taking the calls live from you and actually answering your questions right now, early in the morning, as mortgage loan officers. If they're on the phone, it will go straight to our call service, which is awesome. They get a message immediately and they call you back as soon as they hang up the phone. So don't hesitate to call. Today's a great day. You're not going to get thrown on air and have to talk live. You're going to actually get to talk to somebody and talk about your scenario one-on-one. So please don't hesitate. The number is 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D. So just like a lender, and the number four. So 844-WE-LEND-4-U or 844-935-3634. If you are a phony like me, that is I-E, P-H-O-N-I-E. I'm not phony. I'm actually a real person. Come down and see me live. It's great. It's quite great. You guys are more than welcome. Come on down to Stevenson Ranch and hang out with us. But I like to do everything on my phone. I leave the office and I don't want to open a computer. So if you are like me and you want to do everything on your phone, from applying, running rates, watching videos, emailing us,
everything,
you know, payment calculators, you name it, it's there. You can email Andreana from the phone app as well. So she's on there, her contact information.
Oh, yes. I challenge everybody. I want to see 5 new emails to Andreana this Saturday morning.
Exactly. We want to see those come through.
But
download the phone app. You can do that by texting the word MOM to 36260. That's MOM 36260. And if you hit the call now button right from the phone app, you're going to get the girls at the office that can answer your questions.
Yep, so they're all ready for you right now.
Pretty easy. So if you can't remember, you know, the phone number, you can get the phone app. If you can't remember the phone app, I mean, we're easy, man. We're Mortgage Mom Radio.
Yeah.
Mortgage Mom Radio, everything.
Yes.
So
don't forget the radio, or you're going to get into la la land and with mortgages, and you don't want to go.
Yeah,
there.
And there are actually a lot of women that call themselves Mortgage Mom, and we thank
Which
them
power,
for that.
Power to them.
Absolutely.
But we are Mortgage Mom Radio, and we rock.
Yes, we are Mortgage Mom Radio.
Yes.
So go to mortgagemomradio.com. You can check out our website. You can sign up for our podcast. You can we've got loan calculators on the website. You can send us a message. You can apply for your loan. So everything that you could do through the phone app, you can do online. You can go to Facebook and type in Mortgage Mom Radio, and go to YouTube and type in Mortgage Mom Radio. There's so many ways that you can catch us. So please, if you have questions and you've been thinking, gosh, you really need some advice, from credit repair to your new purchase to down payment assistance, what's some of the other stuff, Marla, that comes up a lot? Tax liens.
Did you mention child support?
No, that's
child
a fun
support,
one.
Or you're in the middle of a divorce, and can I buy, or should I wait till the divorce is over? You know, there's so many little things that come up.
Can I buy with a tax lien?
Right.
Yes, you can.
You know, ones that we have not mentioned, even though we talk about VA all the time, is, you know, how long do I have to be in the military before I can take advantage of my benefits? And, you know, if I'm a reservist, do I have to wait a certain period of time? And the answers are all yes, 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 and yes. So, I mean, these are all things that, you know, we want you to be asking us.
Right. Or if you're in the middle of a transaction right now and things just don't seem right, we want you to call us and ask us for advice. Let us help you. Send us that estimate. Let us look it over with you. Talk to us about what interest rate are you getting, or have you locked in your loan, or how long ago did you apply? Do you have your loan approval yet? What conditions are they asking you for? Why are they asking you for that condition? We're not only here because we want to work with you and do your loan, which we do, of course, but we're also here. We do this show as an advice show, and we're here to help everybody that is in the middle of a transaction that needs that help and needs that support.
Yep.
So that's, I mean, it's our favorite part of the job.
It definitely is. And when you you do come to us and ask us a question, we're going to be the first to tell you, hey, this is a fantastic deal. Great rate, great closing cost. Run. We're not going to try to steer you any other way or, you know, lie to you and say, hey, this is horrible. If it is truly a good deal, we're going to tell you, run with it.
Right.
Go.
Absolutely. So, for example, this past Saturday, I got a phone call and it was actually from a CPA that I work with quite frequently. And she was talking to me about her daughter's loan and, you know, how she just recently did that with us and how she had PMI insurance and she was selling a home and she was going to get some money from that home and be able to refinance the property we just did the purchase for so that she could get rid of her mortgage insurance. And I told her, I said, you know, we just did her loan about 3-4 months ago, but interest rates have actually gone up a bit. So depending on how long she's had that loan and what her interest rate is today and how much money that she is going to get out of the house that she's selling, maybe a refinance isn't the best option to get rid of the mortgage insurance.
Correct.
Maybe instead she should call the lender and say, can I do a one-time principal reduction and be able to re-amortize my my loan.
Right.
Because they'll take, if you're going to do a really large down, you know, let's say you take a loan for $300,000 and you want to make a $100,000 payment to it. They will take that $100,000 and they'll usually one time re-amortize that loan based on $200,000. So your monthly payment would go down, your interest rate stays the same, and you could remove the mortgage insurance. So not every lender will do that, but a lot of them will. I've seen it done over and over again. And that would be the first phone call that I would suggest that they make before we would explore the refinance. So again, we're not here to push you into something just because it means money signs for us. We're here because we want to help you. We want to push for you, advocate for you, and make sure that you're taking those right steps and moving forward.
Yep. Absolutely. Can't agree more.
Pretty sure that's why Andreana works with us.
Of course. You guys are the best.
We're fun and cute and we take her fun places too.
Yeah, we do take her fun places. She got to go to the House of Blues this past Sunday.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
Easton Corbin, good times.
I've never seen him in concert before, so it was really exciting.
Yeah. So. And how was it at the House of Blues though? Because it's small venue, right?
Packed.
Yeah.
But awesome because you're so close.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's got to be so different than being at an actual event, like at an actual theater, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it is small in there. I mean, and they've got all the tables. And if I remember correctly, there's also different levels. So, I mean, yeah, it can get pretty crammed in there. So, yeah, that was probably a lot of fun.
I may have worked my way up to like 3 rows to the stage.
Good girl. We've taught you well.
Absolutely. So, again, anybody that's out there that is listening, that wants to call, wants to ask questions, we've got, you know, our girls back at the office right now that are taking the calls. Give us a call right now. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4U. And that is the number 4. You can download the phone app. Text the word MOM.
M-O-M. Or M-O-M.
Forward or back. It's all the same. Just don't go upside down. Wow doesn't work.
Yeah. And I mean, in other text messages, it might. But that's a whole different show.
Different show. But yeah, so text the word MOM to 36260 and you can download the phone app. You can call us straight from the phone app. Check out our website. You can apply for your loan, run some payments. You can check us out on YouTube, Mortgage Mom Radio, Facebook, Mortgage Mom Radio. You want to send us a message through Mortgage Mom Radio. Fantastic. You can send us messages through the website. I apologize for anybody out there that's listening that may have sent us a message over the last week. The website contact us was not working. So we actually got a couple of Facebook messages that said, I sent you an email, but I haven't gotten a response. That is not like us. We typically respond a lot faster than most people expect, usually within a couple of minutes.
Yes.
From Facebook or email. It's very, very fast. We're, like I said, I'm a phony. So everything is on my phone and I see it come up and I'm sitting, even if I'm on the couch with the kids at 10 o'clock at night, I'm going to answer it. So unless I'm actually snoring, you're going to get a response. So I do apologize. If anybody did try to reach out and you didn't hear back from us, please try us again. That was really just a malfunction of the website. But mortgagemomradio.com, Facebook, Mortgage Mom Radio, YouTube, Mortgage Mom Radio, download the app.
Yep.
Text the word MOM, 36260. Really, really easy to get a hold of us. Give us a call. Ask us your questions. Email us with your questions. We want to answer them and help you.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
That was very confident.
Yes.
So some of the things about Andreana that's nice. We mention all the time that we're in Santa Clarita or Valencia or Stevenson Ranch. Yes, we are North LA is where me and Marla sit. We sit our buns in the seat
and we work. You know, Monday through Friday, that's where we sit. Yeah. Saturdays, we're at the studio.
Yes. But Andreana's actually out of San Pedro. And so she does a lot of work in the LA area, San Pedro, Ranchos Palos Verdes. What are some of the other areas that are right there? Torrance, Redondo. Yes. So the nice thing.
Long Beach.
Yeah. And she's got numerous real estate agents that she works with. And so there's absolutely no problem whatsoever if you do want to have a one-on-one meeting and you want to meet with her face to face and talk about your loan and do your application with her real live body, real person from the Mortgage Mom team. She can meet you at, you know, she's got multiple places to meet you. Lots of real estate agents that she works with and real estate offices that she can use that she can meet you at. So please feel free to ask for Andreana directly on the phone app. You can actually put email Andreana. It's one of the options in email.
They all got a challenge. I want to see it. 5 emails to Andreana.
Yeah. So Andreana's great. And you've been on our team now for almost a year.
Yeah.
And just, it's been amazing. It's been really cool, right, Marla, to actually see her kind of like blossom.
That's the exact word I was going to use. You stole it right out of my mouth. She has blossomed from somebody who came in and,
I mean, even a loan officer somewhere else, sometimes it's just getting with the right team.
Going to a different company and going with a different team. And then you just meshed well. And then you really did blossom as a loan officer. You just kind of grew into your position and you're just killing it out there.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
It was an instant fit. It was on this team.
It was a good fit. We all drink a lot of wine, so we're good.
Yeah. We do. We have a lot of fun. I mean, when you connect with your coworkers that you're with for 80% of your life, yeah, it's good to know that you can look at them in the eye and they know what you're thinking and you just start laughing about nothing. It makes your day go by a lot faster.
It does. No, it's good. And then, on top of that, I think that coming with us to a lot of the events that we've had, the first time homebuyer workshops that we've done, the renovation, the condo workshops, and we've done a lot of workshops this year. So you don't even realize that you're there and you're helping us and you're part of that whole thing, but then you're learning even more. I've been doing this, forever. And I know that doesn't sound like forever to a lot of people, but for me, 94 to today is a long time.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. And I'm learning every day. I'm still learning. So it doesn't matter. You could be a loan officer that's been in the business for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, and you're still learning. So being, I think, at those workshops with us has probably helped a lot too.
I mean, you wouldn't know it.
No.
So far, you haven't told me, I don't know. That hasn't happened yet.
Maybe a couple of times with technology.
I'll be right back. No, let me Google.
Well, it's usually me going on around and going, I need help with this Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, I do love Excel.
How do I find the duplicates?
That makes for great radio. Excel spreadsheets.
I think I just named myself a nerd.
I might have just peed a little.
And you're welcome, everybody. Let's throw out that number again so that people start calling us.
All right. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. Again, you could text the word MOM to 36260. Download the phone app. It's great. You can get everything you need. You can email us, call us. You can email Andreana, run Yay. Payments. You can do just about everything that you need to do on that app. It's pretty cool. You go to mortgagemomradio.com. You can find us there. Send us messages. Facebook, of course, and YouTube, all Mortgage Mom Radio. And I think we're even on Instagram.
I think we are too. pretty confident.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So check us out. Give us a call. You can always get a hold of us. We are going to take a really quick break. We're going to calm down a little bit.
Stop the giggling.
Yeah. Stop the giggling this morning. We're going to get to more serious stuff later. I mean, it is hard. It's a mortgage show and it's hard to just be straight serious. I mean, we have to be entertaining too.
You.
I mean, or nobody's going to listen.
Right. I don't know about you, but I mean, DTI and LTV and, mm-hmm. purchase contract and escrow and title. Those are exciting words to me.
So you're a nerd too.
Totally. So I've got Marla, of course, with me. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning.
Did you like your little break there?
I did.
A couple minute break.
Sometimes it feels like it goes so fast. And then other times I'm like, are we ever going back on? It's funny that 2 minutes, 3 minutes of your life can drag out. But if you're like running on a treadmill, those are the longest 3 minutes of your life.
Forever. How about those burpees, right? 3 minutes of burpees. I don't even think I can do 3 minutes of those.
No, I can do one burpee.
Yeah.
We could do a burpee a minute.
Yeah, there. One burpee a minute. I like it. Now, you know what's really funny, though, is that I could probably drink a glass of wine in about 3 minutes. Not a problem.
Glass. She meant bottle. She meant bottle.
And it'll feel fast, right?
Exactly.
We're like, where'd it go?
All right, well, we're having a little bit of fun this morning. We've got Andreana Tucker with us. She is part of our team, so we wanted to actually bring her in. It's the first time we've had her actually on the radio, but she's been with the team for just about a year now, and we love her, and she's great, and so we wanted to introduce her to everybody out there that's listening. It's also our show before Thanksgiving, because we're not going to be on the 20, what is that Saturday?
The 25th.
The 25th is that Saturday?
Yes.
Either way, we're not on. It's the holiday. We took a weekend off. So this is our holiday show. This is our Thanksgiving show. So we wanted to tell everybody happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
From our family to yours. We're kind of a little chipper this morning because we know that we get a weekend off next weekend.
Yes.
So
actually, if we're lucky, we might get a 3-day weekend. Maybe.
Oh, that's true, because Thursday is Thanksgiving, and a lot Friday. Of times that we get that Friday. We don't really get it off, but a lot of times we don't make it into the office.
Right. Because nobody else is working on that Friday either.
No, exactly. No, not, absolutely not.
And so, if you are wanting to refinance or purchase on Friday, by all means, please call us. Our phones will still be open.
They will, and we will call
you back. But
we
will be still in our pajamas in a turkey coma.
That's right.
Eating mashed potatoes.
Yes. Yes. Leftover mashed potatoes.
Pancakes the next day. Put a little extra cheese and make like little pancakes with them, like little latkes. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Not sure.
So I'll be at your house.
Yes.
So we've got Andreana with us. And right before, at the beginning of the show, we always do our NMLS ID and our, you know, compliance stuff. And we told Andreana, you know, your NMLS ID number. She's like, I know the first three letters.
And she didn't. Let's just throw that out there.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus.
I'm sorry, but I think it's very important that Susan knows that you do know it. You just didn't have it memorized. So go.
Yes.
It's 154-7657. Now I'm going to have to make sure I memorize that.
You sounded like you were going to announce the bingo winner right now.
Wait, very serious. How many numbers is in your ID number?
Is that not enough? Seven?
I only have six in mine. Right? Is it because we've had ours longer? Maybe.
There's the 20 years right there.
Or it's wrong.
Probably not.
That's probably it. Just joking.
Could be a little typo in her email. Anyway, so for compliance listening, she just gave her NMLS ID number. We made sure we handled it, but we're live on air, so we really couldn't say, Andreana, go grab your phone and find it.
I mean, we could do that because we just did it. Go get your phone.
All right. So anyway, we are a mortgage show, and we're supposed to be talking advice, and we kind of been having fun all morning. But again, we want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. And thank you so much for everybody that does listen to our show. We're very, very thankful to you for doing that. And that's what keeps us on the air. And, we thankful. I mean,
very thankful this year. I mean, we've had a fantastic year. We've had the love and joy of working with some amazing people. We have fantastic families. Andreana got engaged. You and I turned 40. I mean, it's really been kind of a blissful year.
Did you have to tell everybody?
Yes.
That
yes,
wasn't
I did.
A blessed year, no.
I just think that we've had a very blessed year, and we should, yes. You know, really sit down and kind of be thankful for it. I'm thankful for you too. I'm thankful for Movement Mortgage. I'm thankful for my kids. And I'm thankful for my fans for nominating me for this Academy Award.
Oh my God, Marla.
It sounded like.
And it did.
We've gotten so many people into homes this year.
We have.
We really
so
did.
That's,
I think this year it's been
a lot.
Close to.
I think we're close to 100.
Yeah, close. I was going to say, I think we're like 91.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, and, you know, and that's busy. I mean, when, you know, we're doing the show and we're, you know, working full time and then also, you know, taking care of the kids, and you're running to football and I'm running to baseball and lacrosse, and I got one learning how to drive that gets his driver's license. And, you know, I mean, it just, as moms in general, you're busy, and then we're working, and we're also working with all of you. And let me just tell you that we spend more time at the office together as a family than we do with our own families. And then we're trying to make up for that. We're going 150% when we get home to make up for the time we've missed. But it means that much to us. And that's why we, you know, work the sixth day and come in and do the radio show and help everybody that's out there. I mean, it's a big deal for us, you know.
It is a very big deal.
No better feeling than hearing someone's getting the keys to their new home.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's probably been a really good feeling this year. I mean, you're on our team, all special. Look at her. She's got a big old grin on her face. Taking a picture.
All right. So we do have, we aren't taking calls this morning live because we're just kind of having a fun show today. It's our holiday show. It's our Thanksgiving show. But we do have the girls back at the office from the team that are taking the calls. They're going to answer every question that you have. They can... if they don't answer the phone, it's going to go straight to our call service. They'll take a message and they'll call you back, you know, within 5-10 minutes as soon as they just hang up the phone with the person in front of them. So, you know, please give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number 4. And Marla and I, of course, we do the show until 8 o'clock. And then after 8 o'clock, we're driving back from, you know, Santa Monica to, you know, Valencia. And so there's another hour there. So the girls are going to handle everything for us from now. Right now, you're listening to the show and you want mortgage advice, you want to know about real estate, you need something, call right now. They're going to get the message or they're going to answer the phone directly. And if there's something that they need me and Marla for at 801, they can call our phones and get us in our car on, be on speakerphone with us and asking us questions. And, you know, they can get through to us all weekend long. And there's a very good chance that if you send us a message, an email or a Facebook message, that you're going to actually get a response back directly from either me or from Marla. Because,
or if you do it right now, you might get your question answered on air. So
That's right. Because we could actually take your, you know, we'll read it out loud and answer it on air.
Yeah.
So definitely don't hesitate to call just because we're not taking them live in the studio. It's actually a little easier for you. You don't have to feel like you're going to be put on the spot and you have to answer that question on air for everybody to listen. So give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. Did you like that?
Number 4.
Number 4.
Bingo. You say it very calmly and soothing. Your voice is very soothing. And the way you said that, I really just was about to go, bingo. I got it.
Download the phone app. Really, you're gonna love it. If you hate the cell or the computer like I do, you're going to love the phone app. Text the word MOM 36260. That's MOM.
That is MOM, but the number for some reason didn't sound right to me. Why don't you say it one more time?
36260.
Yep, that was right. Good job.
Text the word MOM to 36260 or go to our Facebook, go to our Yahoo, like that, YouTube. Go to our YouTube page, go to our Facebook, check us out on Instagram, Mortgage Mom Radio. Really not hard to find as long as you don't forget the radio.
Yes, don't forget the radio. And if you put that in there, we're going to be all over the place. Use my favorite thing, Google, and you'll find us and see our pretty faces out there.
Absolutely. So what do we want to talk about mortgage-wise today? Because we've kind of been a little bit...
Startled me.
Startled you.
She was very excited about that.
She was.
I want to talk renovation.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. And I know we've done, I think we talked about renovation, I don't know about last week, maybe for a minute. But because we have, that's going to be our next workshop that we're going to do. So we talked earlier in the show about how we've done all these workshops and Andriana's been able to come out to those, which has been great. We've loved having you there. Like I can't run the computer without you being at it. Can't get the music going without, you know, for Erica to do the intro to the Rocky music. I mean, none of that works without all of you guys there. You know, we've done home buyer workshops really for first time home buyers. And we've had, for real estate agents, we've done some renovation workshops, and for real estate agents, we've done some condo workshops, but we have never actually done a renovation workshop for consumers.
For everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you think about, you know, the kind of people that would be interested in a renovation workshop, it's just about everybody, as long as you're a homeowner or buying a home. So if you're a renter and you want to buy a home, you still qualify. It would still be really worth your time. But if you're a renter and you're going to stay a renter and you have no desire to buy, then you should probably turn the station off right now.
Nope. I mean, not allowed.
I thought we were fun regardless.
I would have turned it off a long time ago if I had no desire to know anything about real estate.
Again, all those people out there that are renters and that don't have any thinking that they ever want to buy, you really need to call us. I'm just going to throw that. You need to call us. Let us talk to you and let us show you the light of all the savings and the tax savings.
Well, we had a client actually just apply online this week who had actually sent us a message through Facebook in December of last year.
Yes.
And the questions that he had in December of last year were almost identical to the questions that we're talking about right now with his application in front of us. So think about how much further along that year could have brought you if we would have done that a year ago. Now, we applaud him gracefully for having started it now. It doesn't matter if you've waited, if you've been on the fence and you haven't just taken that step forward, that's okay. I mean, we applaud you no matter what. The minute you decide to take that step forward, that is, you're a winner's circle in our book.
Right.
But, you know, if he'd called us a year ago, we could have gotten so much further, possibly. So,
Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down. Yes. And we're just using him as an example, but this is an example that can be used for anybody.
Everybody.
For everybody. If you think right now there's no way I'm ever going to be able to afford a home, or I'm not going to save enough, or, you know, I have no need for it. Well, again, call us.
Yeah. There's so many programs, down payment assistance programs. There's just so many programs.
Yeah, right. There absolutely is.
So, but, and that's why, like, getting back to the renovation, I mean, that is going to be a workshop that everybody can benefit from if you are thinking about buying a home, or if you own a home, or if you are an investor and you want to buy a home to rent it, or if you're an investor and you want to flip it. A renovation loan is going to open up to real estate agents that maybe want to know more about how they can get their properties maybe sold quicker, or, you know, I mean, just any. It's going to be useful to anybody.
To everybody. I mean,
everybody.
For realtors, it's a great tool to, you know, talk to your seller about saying, you know, your seller wants this particular price point to sell their house. No, this is what I need. I have to have this figure. But as a realtor, you know that you're not going to get that unless they do a few things.
Or maybe it's in such bad shape that it's going to be difficult for somebody to come in with a loan. And you need to make sure that you can get that property up to standards to get it financed.
Right.
So the nice thing about the renovation loan is it can close in the state that it is in right now today, not to health codes, half falling over.
Right.
And it can close and then the buyer can do the repair work, which is great, which is why I said investors. You know, a lot of people, investors, you're looking for that lower priced property that you're going to get your return on your rental income, or you're going to be able to turn around and flip it. And it just depends on the kind of investor that you are. But if you think about, you know, when you're an investor and you buy something, you have the down payment that is always larger than what you'd have if you were a normal primary borrower, you know, primary residence borrower, you're buying it for your owner occupied home.
Right.
As an investor, you've got a much larger down payment, most of the time 20% or more. And then you've got on top of that the renovation costs to bring it, you know, clean it up. Almost every single time you buy something that's going to be a rental, you've got to do new carpet and new paint and even just some of the basics, some of the, you know, appliances, right? So you're coming out of pocket with that money and you're coming out of pocket with your down payment and your closing costs. If you do a renovation loan, you can get a lot of that, if not all of it, wrapped into one. And your down payment now is based on that new overall price of all of the work being done. But the seller doesn't have to wait for the work to get done first. They can sell the home in the condition that it's in. You can buy the home at the base price that the home is worth in that condition. So it's just all the way around, it's a great opportunity, not just for the investor, but a first-time buyer. You know, you can do that renovation loan with an FHA 3.5% down.
Right.
So, you know, if you're a first-time home buyer and you're maybe trying to get into a neighborhood that's a little bit out of your price range, you can buy that home that's the fixer-upper and you don't have to worry that you're not going to be able to get that FHA loan because of the state of the property, because you're going to get all of that repair work done after it closes. Or, you know, if you own the home now and you know you've got some repairs to do, maybe you need a new roof. Maybe, you know, you need to redo your kitchen. Maybe your pool needs to be replastered. I mean, there's so many things that once you're an owner of the home that you need to upgrade and you need to keep up and redo over time. So it's going to give you the opportunity with a refinance to be able to do the same thing.
Yep.
And that refinance is not just limited to that owner-occupied property. Maybe you're an investor and you've got renters in a property and those renters are moving out and you know if you were to remodel that property that you're going to get more rental income for that property when it's redone. Well, why not take the opportunity and do it. Well, after that renter moves out before the new renter moves in, and you can do that with the renovation loan. So again, it's just such a great workshop. I'm so excited about it.
I am really excited about it as well. Yes.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it is. And it's going to be in February. We decided, I believe, yes. February 18th. We
haven't. February 18th. We're still kind of inching as far as the area, but we should be in the LA area.
Yeah, I do believe I've got it kind of narrowed down. I think we're going to be back in Sherman Oaks because we haven't been in LA in a while. And I really liked that we did a home buyer workshop at the Women's Club in Sherman Oaks last year, or this year, early this year. I think yes. It was like March or April.
It's a long year.
Yeah, it was a long year. So we're going to I'm kind of itching more towards doing that again there because it was a nice big open proper, you know, it was like a kind of a ballroom. People use it for weddings as well, but it was a nice big open room, lots of seating and lots of parking. It wasn't hard to park. It wasn't hard to find. It was near the freeway. It was easy access, like coming from, you know, Orange County. If you're going north on the 405, you could get off like right there by Ventura Boulevard. If you're coming from the north, going up the 405, you can get off. I'm trying to remember. I think it was Van Nuys maybe. It was just very central and I think it was easy to get to and, you know, even not too far away for San Bernardino and Riverside County or even Orange County to come on out to or Ventura. Like it's kind of a nice middle median.
Correct.
So,
I agree.
Yeah. So
even
we're,
though I'm not geographically.
You're not geographically inclined.
No, I'm not.
But I liked the area. So I think that I'm like 99% sure that that's where we're going to do it this time. And it is going to be in February. We've just about narrowed down the date. I think February the 18th is what we're just about confirmed on. If you're out there and you're listening and you'd like to be part of it, you want to make sure that you know about it when the tickets do come available, make sure that you send us a message, download the phone app, like we've said, go to our website, go to Facebook, send us a message and tell us, hey, we'd really like to know when the tickets are ready. And we'll make sure that you are the first on the list. We'll actually send out an email blast to everybody that has subscribed through our website or has, you know, downloaded our phone app. You will be the first ones to know that the tickets are available. So if you want to go to our website and subscribe to our website and, you know, make sure that you're part of that. Really easy, though. Give us a call right now. Talk to the girls at the office. They'll write your information down. Not too bad. So but we're here. We're live. We're in the studio and the girls are at the office taking the calls. So it's 844-935-3634. Thank you so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and we are here live every morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. So we were talking right before we went to break about the renovation workshop that we have coming. It's going to be fantastic. We're really excited. It's not going to be until February. We decided we were kind of tired from this year. We've done a lot of workshops.
We were exhausted. And let's be honest. Everybody's exhausted.
Everybody's tired. And, you know, we've got...
It's a hard time of
yeah,
year.
Yeah, and we've got Thanksgiving next week. Oh, my God. It is Thanksgiving.
I know.
Like, where did the year go?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that if we go back to our radio shows, we could probably follow along what happened, because I don't remember.
I know. I'll be like, oh, yeah,
I really
that's
don't.
Right.
I don't remember. Yeah. It feels like I just had turkey.
I know. Well, as we were trying to figure out the dates and when to do everything, you know, it's like you look at it and you go, okay, well, it's Thanksgiving. And then between Thanksgiving and then there's Christmas and nobody wants to do anything in between there. Nobody wants to come out and sit at a workshop. I mean, no.
Well, everybody has, I mean, starting December 1st, people have Christmas parties and, you know, your business stuff.
Right.
And you're trying to just wrap up
and
your
then finally
year
January comes right. And it's like now you're just, you know, kids are going back to school and you're just finally getting back on those normal schedules. And, you know, spring comes with sports with the kids too, and you know that all starts again. And so we just kind of thought, you know, February gives people time to kind of get back in the rhythm and then be able to take an afternoon. And
you're recovered from the holiday.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right. You should be recovered. I'm not recovered from last year.
Still recovering.
But yeah. You'll be right there. It's right by Valentine's Day. Everybody's in a lovey-dovey kind of mood.
Yeah.
So yeah, you definitely want to come out and hang out with Marla and Deb and the team. And
honey, I love you. I'm giving you the kitchen you wanted.
Right.
For Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's got to be one of our pitches. That, we're going to have to do that in an email blast, I think.
Can you write that
You're
down?
Welcome.
Can you write that down? Because after 8 o'clock, we will not remember that.
No, we
still
won't.
Early.
It's a good thing it's recorded.
It is, for sure.
You are a smart cookie today.
It's
all that coffee this morning.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned, if you were just tuning in, because we know a lot of people jump in the car, go, you know, you're listening to the radio. Andreana Tucker is with us. She is part of our team. We wanted to kind of highlight her. We haven't ever brought anybody from the team on. We've had real estate agents on. We've had appraisers. We've had credit repair. I think we even had a home inspector talk on the air once. We've never brought anybody from our team. And when you call Debbie and you call Marla and you call Mortgage Mom Radio, we have a team that we all work together. And depending on who is free at the minute that you call, that is a person that you're going to talk to. But at the end of the day, behind all of the scenes is me and Marla, and we work with the girls and we make sure that everything goes very smoothly. But Andreana is our piece of the puzzle for LA. She's amazing. You live in San Pedro and you do a lot of work with all of those surrounding cities there. So you're nice and close to anybody that's in that neighborhood, you know, really anywhere from... Oh my goodness. from the 110 to the 405, right, you know, right. I mean, you're all in that kind of Torrance, Redondo, Hermosa, Rancho Palos Verdes. I mean, I don't know what
Palos
else.
Palos
Verdes. Yeah. You're right there. You're in the middle of it all. So she is available. She is your girl. If you download the phone app, you know, you can put email Andreana, pick her specifically. You can go to the website, Mortgage Mom Radio. If you check on about us, you'll see Andreana's picture. She's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at her all being bashful about it.
Yeah, but you can say
she walks around all the other times being like, look how beautiful I am.
No, she doesn't.
I think that might be you.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Marla likes herself a little bit.
There is nothing wrong with confidence in today's women.
No, there isn't. You're absolutely right.
That should be our next logo.
It should be. But if you go to the website and you want to send us a message and you want Andreana specifically because you want to sit down with her face on, you know, face to face or one on one, you know, just put a little note in your question. This is for Andreana, or, you know, requesting Andreana's help. Again, phone app, you can download it. Text the word mom to 36260. And right in the phone app, you can email us. You can email Debbie, email Marla, email Cherry Rose, email Erica, email Andreana. You can pick the person that you want to send the message to, and that's where it's going to go. So, you know, make sure to take advantage of that, especially if you're like me and you don't like to open up your computer when you're not at work, because let's face it, a lot of us have to use our computers all day at work. So I get home and last thing I want to do is open that thing up.
Or if you meet with me, I'll bring the computer.
There you go.
Problem solved.
I love it. That's why
she
we love you,
Andreana. She's beautiful and a
smart
solution finder.
She's a smart cookie. She really is.
Jinx.
Yeah. So
this is why I love working with you guys.
I know, it's amazing.
My
it's
head's amazing. Getting so big.
I yeah.
Okay, the studio's not that big, okay? Take it down a notch.
So funny.
There's only room in here for me.
Yeah. So, and again, if you just tuning in right now, we did say that we weren't going to take any calls live on air today because we've actually got the group back at the office right now.
But Andreana.
Everybody but Andreana, but we've got the group back at the office right now. They're taking your calls right now live at the office. So you're not going to go on air. So don't be scared. I think a lot of times people are hesitant. They don't want to be put on air with their question. So take advantage and call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number 4. You can download the phone app and hit call, and it's going to call our office. If they do not answer, it's going to a call service. Somebody is answering that phone. They will actually text the girls and say, so-and-so has a question. Please call them back. Here's the telephone number. Here's the email address. And you will be the next call that they'll make if they do not pick you up immediately when you call. So take advantage this morning. They're there. If you're in the car and you're listening, this is a minute. We know how hard it is to find a minute.
And don't all calls start coming in now?
They do.
Usually.
They're usually busy right now. It's like usually like 7:43 all of a sudden is when all the calls come. But you know, it's hard to find a minute. I mean, think about it. Like you're so busy running. Everybody is, even if you're not, you don't have kids. I mean, we talk about kids a lot and things that are going on and how busy we are, but let's face it. Everybody's busy.
Everybody's busy. We are a go, go, go society right now.
Yes.
Everybody's just going, 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 whether it's to, you know, charity events or work or just hanging out with the girls
or going to your family or you know somebody's birthday or somebody's wedding shower or somebody's baby shower. I mean, there's always just something, and a lot of times your own personal things get put on the back burner and you can't take advantage of it. You can't take the time that you need for yourself. So, you know, take this time right now. We know it's early, we know it's morning, it's Saturday, but you're in the car and you're listening. to the show.
Right.
So call right now. It's 844-935-3634. The girls are there. They're taking the phone calls. And if they don't answer, they will call you back. So make sure you leave them a good number for them to get you. And you know what? Give them your email address. The call center does ask for the email address. And if you don't answer the phone when they try you, they will also send you an email that says, this is how you can get a hold of us when you're ready.
Right.
So, you know, leave that information. We don't ask for it because we want to hound you, but we ask for it so that we can get back to you and make sure that you get what you need.
Right.
A lot of people prefer email.
They do. And texting.
And again, easy. Because we are a go, go, go society, right. And people can be hanging out. I mean, it's not very polite, but you can be, you know, at dinner with friends and you can send a quick email, you know,
you can send a quick text, you know,
at
somebody,
work, yeah. You can't call,
right.
You can send an email.
Yeah. Absolutely. Fair and right. A lot of people these days, I mean, I've got one client that I've done almost everything through text. So if you are a texter and that is what you prefer, when you call and you talk to the girls, tell them, I am a texter. I'd really like to text. They'll text you right from their cell phone numbers. If you call the call service and you can say, I'd really like somebody to text me back. I have a question. They're going to text you back. Give them what you need, how you need us to talk with you, how you need us to communicate with you. And we're going to make that happen for you. Right. We're here to help you. In exactly. any way that we can. And everybody's comfortable doing something a little bit different.
Right.
So you had a great idea. You said, you know, hey, you know, why don't we talk about some of the questions that people have had on the show?
Yeah.
I like that. And you had a question, Andriana, which I thought was a great question. And you said, you know, Marla mentioned earlier in the show about, you know, we were going through all of the different kinds of questions that we get, but we weren't answering those questions. And one of the things that she mentioned was divorce. If you're in the middle of a divorce and you said, you know, we should really answer the question about divorce. What about getting spousal support? What about getting child support? Can you use that for income? And I think specifically you asked, can somebody qualify to buy a home if they have absolutely no job? No income except for child support and spousal support.
And their divorce isn't final yet.
Yes. And the divorce isn't final yet. And our answer to you back during break was yes. Yes, you can. You know, there's divorces are funny and things happen in different ways. And every single divorce, there is not one divorce that is like another. But in the majority of divorces, usually spousal support and child support will typically start even before the divorce is final. As long as there is an order of some sort that has been put into place by the court and we can get payment record that those payments have been made, and we only need six, which believe me, if you're in the middle of a divorce, 6 months goes like the speed of light and you're probably not even ready to consider looking to buy something sure. before that first 6 months of the split up. But as long as you have 6 months of payment history that we can document that you've been receiving and some sort of an order, and it does not have to be a finalized divorce, that we can see that the court has said, this is what you're due, then we can use that income to qualify for a loan.
It's amazing.
I love her. She's so serious about it.
She's but like, it's amazing.
I know, but she was so serious when she said it, but it just cracks me up.
I mean, it truly is because it's such a hard time to go through a divorce.
It is.
And then just to have news like that where I can actually move, and a lot of people have kids. And so instead of having to find an apartment or wherever, you can move your family into another home.
Yeah. Yep. And these days, you know, to be honest with you, I've seen more and more and more. It's pretty amazing how amicable the divorces have been. I mean, there's always going to be those nasty ones too. Don't yes. get me wrong. But it seems like we've seen more and more and more frequently that they've been friendly. Like, you know, the two people sit down and look at each other and say, this just isn't working. We need to figure something out. And I've even seen many times where they live together until they figure out where they're going and who's doing what. So, you know, it could be something that they don't have to go and rent for first. It could be something that they went and they moved in with family for a little while they're trying to figure things out. And again, instead of having to go to rent, they could go buy something. And it could even be something that, you know, maybe they did go rent something, but they could do a shorter term rental if they called us first and said, what do I need? What do I need? What do I need to do? I'd like to buy, you know,
right.
and let us give you that path that we right. always talk about.
It's the roadmap to life.
Right. You need it. Yeah.
And you don't really have to wait the 6 months either, because sometimes it takes a little while to find a home.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, absolutely. No. And that's a great point, is that, you know, I can't tell you how many people that we have pre-qualified, and especially since you've been with us, because we do it different. We actually take the full application, we get it underwritten, we get it approved. And now you're sitting out there with a commitment letter, and now you're trying to find a property, which is the way you should do it. But since, you know, we have a lot of people that have been looking for a home for 6 months, 8 months, a year. Sometimes.
Yes.
You know, it is a difficult market right now to try to get an offer accepted by a seller. So, you know, you've got the time, but know what you're doing first. Get that pre-approval done and then go look.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
You sure? We're seeing eye to eye?
Eye to eye.
All right. So, hey, so let's...
Too bad we're not on video, too.
I know. You know, we're going to have to do a Facebook Live one of these weeks. So, yeah. You know, everybody out there... Yeah, everybody out there listening, we will give you the little heads up of when the Facebook Live is going to be, and we'll do it. Let's actually read some questions, because we told everybody out there listening that we're not taking calls live here in the show today, that you can actually call right now, and we've got the girls, everybody but Andriana, back at the office, and they are... are actually taking the calls and answering the questions. So give us a call, 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you, and that is the number 4. You can download our phone app, text the word mom to 36260.
You were about to say it wrong, weren't you?
I wasn't. I was making sure I went slow enough that you didn't tell me I did it wrong.
The look on your face, you're like, I'm going to just throw out some numbers.
Hope they stick.
Right coordinates.
It was almost my face when it was like, what's your ID number?
No. All right. Text the word mom, 36260. Go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. Do not forget the radio.
The look on your face right now. Again, we need to be live.
We need to be live.
With some video here, because
I know we're probably a lot more entertaining when we're live, too.
Half of what, like, drives me to say something, or now with Andriana in here, it's like, it is the facial expressions that we make that make it
that
a little bit more...
That they can't see on air, so we probably think we're a lot funnier than what they think.
Yeah, they're probably out there going, what is this?
Right, I know, these ladies are nuts. Anyway, so text the word mom, 36260.
Yep.
Get the phone app, go to mortgagemomradio.com. YouTube, Facebook, Mortgage Mom Radio. As long as you don't forget the radio, you will find us.
You will find us.
You will find us. So let's ask a couple questions. I think we've got like, what, five minutes left or so of the show. So let's read some questions that I actually got last week after the show was over.
Okay.
And then I'm going to let you know how I answered them.
Thank you.
Love it. All right.
Just answering for everybody.
I love it. Okay. So the first call came from Jaja, and she wanted to talk about refinancing her mobile home. So I gave her a call. And again, these are the text messages that we get, and we call you back, and these people can actually admit that we called them back. So, you know, and one person even answered the phone and said, oh my goodness, I didn't think I was going to actually hear from somebody on the radio. You hear from us, I swear, I promise. So she asked about whether we refinance a mobile home, and I talked to her a little bit. So a couple of things is, one, Movement Mortgage does not do mobile home lending. So for everybody that is out there listening, Marla and Debbie and Andriana and team cannot do your loan if you have a mobile home. However, we have been in the business for so long that we have numerous people that we can refer you to, that we can get you the financing that you need. Not a problem. So still call us. But her question really, it was kind of going, we kind of went through quite a few things. And what it turned out to be is that she's called quite a few times to try to get her mobile home refinanced, even called the bank that has her loan right now. And nobody's really, like, they talk to her, they take the application, and all of a sudden they go silent. And she doesn't hear back. Hmm. And she was just automatically assuming that it was because she has a mobile home that they wouldn't do the financing. And that was not it at all. It was when we got down to the bottom of it, she owes more on the property than what the property is worth. So there's not enough equity in the property. Now, should the bank have treated her that way? Absolutely not. Should she have heard back from somebody that said, hey, we've got a problem, your property's not worth what you owe on it?
I was just thinking, we would have never gone silent.
No, absolutely not. We would always call people back. But within, you know, a 10-minute phone conversation with me, she understood why she hadn't heard from anybody. She understood why, you know, the loans haven't gone through. Many, many, many banks do mobile home financing. It's just, there's nothing wrong with a mobile home. It is just that is a space that Movement Mortgage has chosen not to go into. So we just don't have that opportunity to work with you.
Correct.
So everybody out there listening, again, no matter what you think, if you've been told no in the past, you think that it, you know, for what, whatever that reason is that you think that it is that you can't do something, don't stop at no. Just make one more phone call. Try one more time. Call us, Mortgage Mom Radio, Debbie and Marla, Andreana, and all the other girls that work on our team, and let us actually talk with you and see if we can't get to the bottom of what you need to do.
Yes, because we have actually closed several loans that other lenders have said no to, and the borrowers have kind of said, okay, but then called us, and we were able closed to the put loan because it wasn't what they thought the no was for.
Yes, 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 absolutely. So I know that we're actually at the end of our hour, so I was going to keep reading, but we'll leave those for next week.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're out there and you're listening, the girls are there. They're taking the calls. The call service will take your information if they can't. 844-935-3634. And we'll be back, not next week. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll be back the week after. Talk to you then.
Bye.
This has been the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Tune in each week as Debbie answers your toughest home buying questions and helps you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Tune in again next week. The Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on Go Country 105.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity. NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act 413-1054. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux and Marla Geezer are licensed by the DBO in the state of California. NMLS IDs 237-926 and 669-357.